Sarva, then Krishna is leading his bhavakta, he dancing with gopis and doing so many things they should not be done with gopis. And gopis also. And remembering this, a special kind of time comes. And then he automatically forgets his body and the body. Sometimes he rolls down, sometimes weeping, sometimes crying, sometimes laughing. It cannot be true. Because there is no regard, no mercy, desperation. Yashoda Nanda. Asi Yashoda.
Tanaya Prasida.
Tanaya Prasida. So many expressions are known. But it is what? In the shape of Harikatha. Krishna, but in the shape of Harikatha. Harikatha go means Krishna is all the day.
I don't want to take anything with me because I don't want to leave. I want to keep everything here.
You are so, so funny. But I think that here you feel some suffering because I don't tell any Harikatha. You come and when we see...
This is better. At least I am seeing. In there, where, what will I see? My eyes will be so filled with tears, I won't be able to see anything.
But don't rush me. Weeping. Weep and write that I am weeping. Then your eyes will not be washed. I will have to be. I will be ashamed.
No, you will just give the letter to someone else. You will tell them to read it, to reply anything, sign your name.
Yes.
Can I just ask you one thing? I'll have to ask you next.
By chanting and remembering Krishna, Krishna. This is the best. Remembering Krishna and Radha, pastimes. You can worship them with your tears. And this is the best remembrance of me. From here I will
bless.
Bless
you. Heart will bless you. Anywhere, anyone can do this. Even come call for me and you can do this.
You want me to go?
I want this service. Whose eyes may like rainfall come. This service will render more service. your eyes from this rain.
Awesome.
We can go as a parikara of our name.
Are you putting Hari Naam?
Whether water can be without liquid. Bina rash ke pani ho kuch.
যে সাধন ভজন করে তার
I'm seeing that amongst Vaishnavas, Indian Vaishnavas who have Indian bodies seem to make so much progress very quickly. And I'm seeing for myself and other aspiring Vaishnavas from Western countries, progress very, very slow. So I'm thinking, is this because of our samskar? Is our samskar making it very difficult for us to make progress in bhakti?
Because here, from birth, taking birth from that father, mother, brother, sister, they have samskar. So from boyhood they learn to. But not now. Only the boys taking birth in Vaishnava family, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in suburban places, and where Ganges is there, Vaishnavas are there, only in that part. Otherwise they are Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyaksha, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Kamsa, India too. Whether in Western or in this country. But yet India, from ancient times, Krishna Bhakti is coming. So from birth, they have sanskar for this. That is why they are very progressive, very
good.
In America, they have no chance to produce Radhika Akshay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is the reason. We are all available always for them. Britain, America is so much as per your, as per, you know?
Affluence.
So much. Always. And in India, if husband dies, no marriage. They will do bhajan. That's the thing. And they will not go to any another person. Whether they are not meet their husbands, wife, and they are little, yet no marriage. They should live like sannyasis and such, and always chant Harinam and do devotional service. But America, this is not. In India, all these things have been made that anyone can easily have hobby. But in America, in the age of 80, they do marriage again. Living one, taking one. And always sinking in affluence. And it is easy for them. Like animals anyone will not tell how why you are doing so. But in India. But in India now it is following the Western countries. All rules and regulations are smashed. Who has told you to do question? Who?
Me, myself.
Yourself. Advaita Chaji can do. He is realizing the world's position and his friends that none can do this task to make all bhakta so his friend.
When a conditioned soul comes to Krishna consciousness and they try to do bhajan, does their past samskar still impede them? It will impede them. For how long?
Anarthana vritti. First, Guru Padashya, coming to the Guru, Diksha, hearing Harikatha, anarth going, Nishtha, then Ruchi, then Asakti, up to Asakti. The samskar will be so much of worldly samskar. And after that, dhire dhire, gradually it will.
After, up to Asakti, samskar still impedes one?
Samskar. At Asakti, at the time of Asakti, the samskar began to go this way, rapidly. At the time of Nishtha, right, full. Full anarthi before Nishtha, full Asakti. When Nishtha comes, it means half goes away. Remaining in Ruchi and remaining goes in Asakti. Then there three few are samskar. But yet doing bhajan, and when that comes, Vishuddha Sattva, then but a smell is still. When prem comes, then smell comes. As much as sadhu sang will be, real sadhu sang, chanting of Harinam, hearing of Harikatha, all will go. But gradually. Desire for doing bhajan comes. There will be nishtha. We will do bhajan. That bhajan is good so, thinking this. But at that time, I'm so beautiful, I'm so qualified, I'm so wise, I'm so wealthy, I'm so qualified, this will be. And then hearing katha, when kirtan, dancing. When kirtan will be doing, nagasan kirtan, dancing, and seeing that all are seeing to be Arun. At the time of Nishtha. But when Harikatha, like this. After that, when you will do Harikatha, or hear, so many praise will come. So many person will be attracted. So much money will come. So much praise will come. Then they will sing. Otherwise, if he is chanting and doing and servicing in the shade of his Gurudev, then he will be swept and go up to Ruchi, then to Asak, then to Bhav.
the in communista. If I had managed, I would have known that. Because it seems that it is mostly it is what?
Maya.
Maya. And it is
interfering
and makes so much disturbance in Dharigaja. So he thinks that all these things would easily Maya and not for happiness and pain for her pleasure. He will understand and he will try to remove all this. But a man doing bhajan and he wants all worldly things, again marrying, again all these things, then it will be said that he is not doing any good. His hearts are not clear. He is more involved and involved. He does not understand what is bhajan. He is more pity. Dayapatra.
Pitiable.
See, he has not begun Dharigaja. If a man wants what?
Money.
If he wants praise, if he wants
intoxication,
wealth, reputation, wives, or husband, child, everything, no interest in bhajan, no hankering for Krishna, then this realize that I have no guru and my guru karan, my taking up guru is false. Really? Understand? No? Your head is not moving. And no flatness is coming. Any person will fear for beauty, from beauty, from praise, more for praise, and all the reputations, intoxications, this is very much danger for Dharigaja.
What is the best way that we can be protected from these things?
Always chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And hearing Hari Katha and serving Guru Vaishnava. Nothing else.
If there is marriage to a devotee?
Huh?
What if there is marriage to a devotee?
Then go to hell. Go Hari Bhajan.
Even if devotee
also. But those who are doing nothing, for them it is just that I elect you should be. If there is no way, then it is true. That you will do nothing, so do marriage and do for them. Those who want to really do bhajan, be away from all these things and do bhajan. Understand? Like iron. We don't let them come to for association. They should be very far away, having all these things. Because they will infect what?
Infect us.
Always we try to beat up that their things will come to us.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that he should approach someone who understands Krishna, him, and that he should serve him, he should ask good questions, and he should surrender. What's the best way? How do you surrender? For instance, you are my Gurudev. How do I become fully surrendered to you?
By giving up all the desires, everything, worldly and that desire. Everything giving up. Totally be what? Nothing.
Empty vessel.
Empty heart. And come, what you will tell, I obey. What you will say, I will hear. What you will give, I will take. Not nothing. This is it.
You say to give up and become an empty vessel. But many times during the Naveen Krishna Prabhu's lectures, he says that you shouldn't falsely renounce things. You should be renounced in your heart.
But
you should not be Falgu Vairagi.
This,
false
this is not false Vairagya. This is to be a vessel, empty vessel, to keep everything.
Sometimes it is observed, it is seen in devotees.
I don't. I am telling what you should hear and understand. Be empty of worldly desires and what upper desires. With connection of desires, with connection of Krishna and all other things. Devta and goddess and people. Ram, Narayan, Krishna, everything. Come empty to Gurudev. And try to follow what he says and what he does. Only this. I will not hear, I will not think, I will not do anything but that expert person tells. I don't nothing. What I want new, I will. But help you. I will be to fight empty vessel. I should live bhairagya also, bhog also, bhog, you know.
Enjoyment
also, bhog also, bhairagya also, everything. Be innocent. Like empty vessel. And then ask for purpose. You should not be wise. You should not be a learned person. You should tell your anger, your reputation, worldly desires, everything come in motion. Like it was. When you do dandavat, dandavat, namaskar, pranam, pra na ma. Nam means I'm giving all things. All things. This is nama. I am nothing. I am only your das. You don't, then you'll have to leave but your abhiman. Abhiman means sir?
Pride.
Pride.
Means first meaning. Very first. What is that? I'm clever, I'm wise, I'm learned, I'm beautiful, I'm rich, I know everything. All these are mine. So give up all this. Try to be innocent. If you are not innocent, not guilty, then anything will not come.